News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
I'm Tom King, WSAU News. Thousands of unidentified remains from the 9/11 terrorist attacks will be moved today to a repository inside the National September 11 Memorial Museum in Lower Manhattan. That word went out earlier this week in an email to victims' families, some of whom are upset about the short notice and the timing. A team of experts from the United States is on the ground in Nigeria, ready to assist in the search for hundreds of kidnapped schoolgirls. The American team has its work cut out for it, with word coming out now that the girls may have been separated into smaller groups and possibly even taken out of the country. Authorities in Virginia are still searching for the wreckage of a hot air balloon that caught fire and crashed. A Virginia State Police spokeswoman says they haven't been able to account for the pilot and two passengers on board at the time. Meanwhile, a judge in Arkansas says the state's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. In striking down the ban yesterday, the same judge said that Arkansas's marriage laws discriminate against same-sex couples in violation of equal protection rights. The trial of a Merrill woman accused of causing two deaths while driving drunk will go to the jury on Monday. WSAU's Larry Lee has more.
The defense has rested its case in the trial of Ashley Bauman. A Lincoln County jury heard testimony for 4.5 days, much of it centering on data from crash reconstruction experts. Bauman is accused of crashing her car at full throttle and barrel rolling the vehicle at nearly 100 miles per hour off Alexander Road. This happened June 7th of 2012. Passengers Misty Glitch and Jessica Hartwig died in the crash. Hartwig's sister, Jerrica Waller, is the only other survivor, who Bauman's attorney claims was really driving the car. Cell phone photos from before the crash show Bauman in the driver's seat. The jury is sequestered for the weekend. They will hear closing arguments from the attorneys Monday morning and will likely begin deliberating the case by midday. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
More details have been released about the case involving a Marshfield man facing federal drug charges for allegedly trafficking synthetic marijuana. 50-year-old Kenneth Chastain managed Avalon on 4th LLC. Federal agents say Chastain marketed a form of the synthetic drug called Spice or Sunburst. Agents have 29 counts listed in the indictment against Chastain for distributing the product to retailers in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Nebraska. Chastain will have a court appearance May 22nd in Denver, Colorado. The Wausau City employee arrested last month in an online sex crime sting has been bound over for trial. 58-year-old Dennis Rice waived his preliminary hearing Friday, so he will be scheduled for trial. Rice was caught at the end of March by Brown County investigators conducting an undercover operation to catch online predators of children. The officers posed as young children in online ads with Craigslist and other online outlets. The city had Rice on administrative leave, but he returned to work a week ago. A pretrial conference has been scheduled for May 14th at 10 a.m. A scary moment for some commuters in Milwaukee yesterday when a strong gust of wind caused a crane to collapse. Authorities say it happened on the east side, damaging four vehicles in the process. Nobody was seriously injured, although two people were inside their vehicles at the time of the incident. Janesville police say the body of a woman was recovered from the Rock River yesterday. Authorities say the body of a woman believed to be in her 60s was discovered by a 15-year-old boy who was fishing. The discovery comes just 4 days after another body was found after a man claims he killed three people. Citations have been issued to the driver involved in that crash Thursday night in Wausau. An elderly man drove his SUV through the front window of the UW Marathon Center for Civic Engagement. Wausau Police Chief Jeff Hardell says the driver hit the wrong pedal.
That driver attempted to apply the brake of the vehicle and then inadvertently hit the accelerator. And then the vehicle got out of control and he wasn't able to gain control again.
Hardell says the man was not injured and there were no passengers. He was cited, though, for inattentive driving and failure to wear a seatbelt. Wisconsin's Conservation Congress convention was held in Rothschild Friday. The Congress was discussing resolutions from the recent county meetings and possible fish and wildlife rule changes. Governor Walker addressed the group, and afterwards he commented on how the state is working hard to offset spearfishing with more stocking through the walleye initiative.
That's why we've been aggressive in trying to bring together not only DNR fish hatcheries, but private fish hatcheries, even tribal and municipal fish hatcheries and aquaponic programs to make sure that we have more fingerlings in, which leads to more fish.
The Wisconsin Conservation Congress is the only statutory body in the state where citizens elect delegates to advise the Natural Resources Board and the Department of Natural Resources on management of natural resources. That's news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.